All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, this is kind of bullshit. Richard Allen has been found guilty on the murders of Liberty German, 14, and Abigail Williams, 13, in Delphi, Indiana. The verdict delivered just yesterday, the 11th of November, after nearly 8 years after the teens' bodies were discovered following their disappearance on February 13th of 2017. So that would make them, what, 20? What would that be? I'm horrible at math.
You didn't tell me we had to do math. Give me the damn numbers again.
8 plus 14. 22.
Oh, 22.
22. Yeah. Yep. So 21 and 22 is what they'd be respectively today if they were alive.
God.
Jurors convicted Allen on two counts of murder and two additional counts of felony murder while committing or attempting to commit kidnapping after just 4 days of deliberations in a three-week trial at the Carroll County Courthouse. The case had captivated, obviously, everybody's attention because of, well, the evidence or lack thereof, and a grainy video that no one could really identify who the hell was in it, but somehow the jurors thought it was Richard Allen. Here's the thing. They weren't presented with a lot of evidence. You mean we're going to go down the list of everything that the jurors didn't know in this case in just a moment. And you're going to be shocked by this if you're not paying super close attention to this trial. And it's confusing. So I do not blame anyone who's not. We're doing that here for you. But when you hear all of the things that they were unaware of, it may make more sense why they reached the guilty verdict and why Richard Allen will ultimately get a new trial. This case has weighed heavily on our community for years, said Carroll County Prosecutor Nicholas McClelland during his closing arguments. The state has shown that Richard Allen is bridge guy. You really didn't show that, Nick.
No.
You got some people to say that he's guilty by not showing him most of the evidence in the case. If you're only, you know, like say you're walking into a movie halfway through and you think the bad guy is the good guy or the good guy is the bad guy. And at the end, you're like, what the fuck? And then you go back and watch the first part of the movie and everything makes sense. That's kind of what you did with the jury.
Yeah.
That's what you and Gull did with the jury. You can deny it all you fucking want, but that's exactly what you did. And you're like, see, this is why. You're like, no, nobody was playing with a full deck here. As much as you want to say that you were. The trial's toll is obviously weighed heavily on everybody. The reaction in the courtroom, you of course had some that were excited and happy and others that were obviously not. Richard Allen is innocent. Defense attorney Brad Rossi maintained the pressure to solve this horrific case led to the state retrofitting evidence to make him look guilty, which is literally what they did.
Yeah.
Let's just take a look back here at, here's all the things that were never introduced. Remember Odinism, the defense's Odinism theory, which actually was investigated, which proposed that murders were ritualistic and involved specific alternative suspects, excluded. Okay, take Odinism out, but what about the suspects? They ignored those too. The exclusion limited the defense's ability to present a full case and deprived the jury of alternate explanations for the crime. If the higher courts determined that excluding this theory hindered Allen's right to a fair trial, that could get him a retrial. So there's one of the options. Denial of the alternate suspect evidence. Keegan Klein, Ronald Logan, and other individuals with potential links to the case were not presented.
How does that happen? I know you're not an attorney, but how the fuck does this happen that certain stuff is just...
Because
excluded.
You have a judge that wanted to railroad the case and you had a DA that wanted to railroad the case because they fucked it up too many times and they didn't want to like get their hand slapped for being doing poor investigative work, or for not letting certain evidence in at an earlier point. If we're going to start letting things in now, you have to look back at everything else that was denied earlier on and go, oh. So let's just dig in, which is essentially what happened here.
Man's life is literally destroyed. I understand we've got two dead, well, no longer young girls, two families that were horrifically affected by this. But I just don't feel like the evidence stacked up that he's the one who did this.
It didn't at all. It didn't.
No.
So you got Keegan Klein, who was actually actively communicating with one of the girls, who's now in prison for child pornography, for possessing a lot of it, was even talking about meeting up with one of the girls the day of the murder.
And that's, to me, that is the most damning evidence right there.
Like, no, he wasn't part of it. He wasn't part of the onanism theory. Well, we took the whole onanism theory out, so we can't talk about anybody at all. And we can't talk about him for sure because his alibi checks out. Well, these predators tend to they go in packs sometimes. So who's to say he didn't tell one of his little pervy buddies, hey, these girls are going to be waiting for me up by the railroad track today if you want to go meet them. I just think there's more to Keegan Klein. I really do. I mean, there's the odds of, what are the odds of a sexual child predator preying on a little girl, talking about meeting that little girl on the very same day that she is murdered and you had nothing to do with it?
Yeah.
He just happened to have really bad predator timing. Really? Is that how that you're telling me that that's Ron Logan? He was the owner of the property, had a huge history of violence. Alibi about being there was a lie. He lied about where he even was. He's dead now. But none of that looked at. Jury didn't hear any of that. Didn't even just hear the facts of that.
I want to believe in our judicial system. I want to believe. I know it's laughable, but I'm from the outset of this case, I've looked at this and thought there is a man, Richard Allen, whose life has been turned upside down. There's not damning evidence against him. He will never be the same. And he was put in like this secure lockdown that you'd put just like Hannibal Lecter in, to use somebody who's been in the news recently. He hadn't even been convicted of anything yet.
No.
I mean, most people have to sit in jail, not prison, while they're awaiting their trial. They just threw the book out and said, nah, fuck it. We'll put him wherever. I don't get it.
I hope that Richard Allen's little girls someday are able to profit off of this and sue the shit out of the city of Delphi and Richard Allen too. I hope eventually he's able to get out. Obviously he's going to be changed for the rest of his life mentally. But I hope his kids, are able to sue the shit out of Delphi and are able to someday sit on the grave of Gull, sipping champagne and going, ha ha ha. The truth finally one. It's just sad when it takes that long. And I think it will take that long. This is going to go on forever. This is going to be at least 10 years of appeals processes and maybe another trial. And he's just going to get older and more unhealthy. And by the time he is let out, if he's let out, it's so fucked up. And why? I mean, there's just so much. I mean, just let the trial have a trial where the evidence is presented in full so the jury can make a judgment, And by the way,
any one of us get apprehended for something that we didn't do and thrown away for how many years?
Yeah. If they need to fill whatever they think they're filling, if they need to find a villain, which is what they did with him. So, yeah. The critical tip named Allen in 2017, it was so critical that they lost it and didn't pay attention to it for 5 years. It was that big of a piece of evidence. They were able to just be like, oh, we lost that in the fold. That important to them. And then 5 years later, when Liggett's running for office, Liggett, the sheriff, suddenly, right before the election, he found the guy. He found the guy. And that's Richard Allen. And all the villagers with their pitchforks are like, yeah, we got the guy. And you know, I guess kind of rightfully so. You're a community. You're going to rally around someone who says that they found the killer of these two young girls in your small town. Well, it doesn't help anything when the guy that's claiming this is full of shit. And you look at the actual evidence and the stories, and then it's just bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit. Allen's numerous confessions, obviously made under severe mental duress while in prison. We have psychologists who've examined him that said, yeah, not reliable. These were coerced. We have audio that people heard now. Bob Mata, our own contributor here, has heard it. He was in that courtroom. Did not sound like the Richard Allen of the interrogation videos or any other piece of audio where he was coherent. It was not he wasn't Richard Allen at that time. He'd been locked up. He was eating his own feces. He was eating pages of the Bible.
Yeah.
He was running headfirst into concrete brick walls. And in between that, saying, yeah, I did this. Why? Because he was going mad and he wanted to get out of that. And if you know anything about just human survival instincts, you'll say whatever you need to say if you feel like you're about to die.
It's a huge thing for military members. You know, if they're ever captured by the enemy, the training that they go through beforehand to try to be resilient, it's not easy.
Yeah.
So for somebody who's not been trained in that, you're going to give in right away.
And he already
you're say whatever the fuck they want you to say.
And he already had a history of anxiety and depression, which is pretty fucking normal for most of our population. I think it's funny when people look, well, he had a history of anxiety. Like, what's your fucking point? Like, so do I. So does like a good chunk of everybody at this point in life. If we were put in those sort of situations too, you'd probably go nuts as well. I think most of us would. And the prosecution basically hung their case on a .40 caliber bullet unspent at the crime scene that they allegedly linked to Allen's gun, without really any sort of scientific way of doing so. Somebody just, the scientists that did go in and study this that could actually say what kind of a bunk science that is, they weren't allowed to talk.
I don't get that. Why don't you want experts in there?
They only want experts in there that verify theirs. They don't want anybody else's experts in there. You had an officer going on the stand saying that that's Richard Allen's voice on that tape saying down the hill. You know what sort of scientific evidence that was based on? His opinion. Just his opinion. So if my opinion were that, Stacy, I do believe you look like Ronald McDonald, I could say that on the stand and the jury would then think you look like Ronald McDonald. Because there's nothing that would have changed that opinion. And why would I say you look like Ronald McDonald to begin with? Well, I guess the jury is looking for a Ronald McDonald type character here in this case. So it's Ronald McDonald.
You know, it's interesting that you just brought that up because, totally off topic, but I'm actually working on something about McDonald's. So,
no. Well, there you go.
Yeah, interesting. Didn't mean to divert our attention here.
That's what it's like. Like, it's just... Okay, that's your opinion. You can claim that it's sound. What did you use any? There is scientific ways of doing that. I mean, it's like you have you cough and you're sneezing. Oh, I have this disease. Well, how do you know that? It's just my opinion. Were you tested? Did they look at anything? No. But I must have scurvy. Well, how do you know you have scurvy? I must. It must be. I'm coughing. Well, coughing and sneezing mean a lot of things. It's scurvy. I believe it's scurvy. Well, it's great you believe that, but that doesn't make it like a fact. No.
Well, and here's the thing. Experts. You want experts on the witness stand. People who are trained in said field. A police officer is trained in law enforcement.
Yeah, so their opinion means something. So when that person's up there saying, this is what I believe, it's going to have a little more weight to the jury.
Yeah.
And so we should probably specify when it's bullshit, someone's actual just opinion or a fact, which again, didn't really happen here. Of course, Gall also excluded potentially exculpatory evidence, including those alternate theories, the profiles, all of that. Jury did not receive the investigative timeline, including the discovery of misfiled tips and gaps in the investigation. They didn't know any of that. They didn't know any of the process of how he was arrested or how long it took them or that he volunteered his information or any of that. They think they just found the guy. And then Allen's defense team, of course, removed and later reinstated. The judge literally, remember this, late last year or earlier this year, I don't remember. Gall got rid of his attorneys. She just didn't like them. She made up, there was this, somebody literally stole a piece of evidence out of one of the offices of one of the attorneys. Mm-hmm. Not the attorney's fault at all. It just like, holy shit, this is horrible. And then fired them, said that they couldn't represent. Supreme Court had to get involved and said, nope, that's his attorneys. So they lost all that time. And then we hear the stories of them trying to go in and actually talk with their client in solitary confinement, where they're not even given a space to meet with their client at all. Literally talking through the little hole in the door where the food comes through. That's what they were allowed. With the rest of the jail doing its jail thing. It's like being in a fucking animal shelter, basically. People are screaming and yelling, but it's people doing that. And then trying to have a conversation with Richard Allen while he's being held in solitary confinement. And by the way, if you're just beginning to play along at home with this one, when you're arrested for a crime like this, you don't go to prison. You go to the county jail.
Usually. Usually.
They put him in prison.
And that's another, I think this was a violation of his civil rights.
That right there is grounds for a new trial.
Mm-hmm. And some restitution. I can't believe what they've done to this man before he was even.
Well, look, it was certainly in the interest of Delphi of finding him guilty, without a doubt. Because if he's found innocent at some point in time and he can break through the Delphi wall, which I think would happen, you need to get this trial in a different jurisdiction with a different judge. And you can break through the wall of Delphi. I hope he sues the shit out of Delphi.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, I hope that those kids of his someday will be, and I'm not in any way insinuating any sort of violence or anything negative. I don't want anybody to die. I'm saying 40, 50 years from now, when Judge Gull dies of natural causes while she's sitting surrounded by family and loved ones, when she's put into a grave and she's put into the ground, I hope Richard Allen's kids are able to dance on that grave. And own most of the town of Delphi. That's what I'm saying. Because I believe the truth will eventually come out here. This was such a twisted trial. This guy was so railroaded. And look, there's not enough to convict this man. There's so many other things pointing elsewhere that I don't know how you get to this decision other than not putting the evidence in front of the jury, which is exactly what they did. So
stupid.
So there you go. Richard Allen guilty or found guilty by this jury. And
for now,
and now the appeals begin and we shall see. And it's good. The appeals, they're not going to go. They're going to go to an appeals court and some people with some fresh eyes outside of Delphi, hopefully are able to turn this around and go, you guys really didn't want to do your job over there, so we'll do it for you, and enjoy the repercussions.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.